Home sales have been picking up in the Fairbanks area in recent months. The latest data released by the Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors shows sales more in line with pre-recessionary numbers. The board's Kirk Maynard says demand appears to have rebounded.
In Fairbanks, we went from last month having roughly 5 to 8 months worth of inventory for $300,000 and down to 3 months worth of inventory. It's the first time we've seen a seller's market in Fairbanks for under 300 in 2 years. So very favorable for sellers in that market. In North Pole, same trends is continuing. The months remaining inventory went from 8 months average on all price ranges down to 6 months. 6 months is the National Association of Realtors considers a balanced market, and it's the first time we've seen a balanced market in North Pole in 2 years.
Maynard says the market is softer for homes in the $300,000 plus range. He says things seem to be trending in the right direction despite the drawn-out recession. Maynard says financing options are opening up through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for buyers who can't qualify through a bank.
Alaska Housing has been out of the game. They could not compete with the Fed and their rates. However, as people have been refinancing out of those Alaska Housing loans, they've had more liquidity, and they're taking that and reinvesting it and driving down their interest rates. So as of this last week, they are competitive with conventional financing.
Maynard says first-time home buyer credits and the state's energy rebate upgrade program have also been stimulating the market. While sales of existing homes have been on the rise, Maynard says speculative building is still on hold due to financing issues.
Spec building has, you know, been to a halt for the last year, year and a half. I know there's builders out there now wondering if, now that we're in a balanced market in North Pole and Fairbanks, you know, 250 and down is pretty hot. They're starting to wonder if they should get back into building. So I think banks are going to be still a little bit reluctant to start opening the doors to spec building.
Big questions in the Fairbanks housing market revolve around military construction and troop movements. New post housing, the return of troops from Iraq, and the proposed stationing of a 700 soldier aviation unit at Fort Wainwright could have major impacts on the area real estate market.